Hello and welcome to the Retro Hour annual Christmas Super Quiz. Now, before we get into this year's Christmas special and find out who's going to be crowned the quiz champion of 2023, I just want to take a quick moment to give a big shout out to a couple of companies who've made it possible for this podcast to continue all throughout the year, including our amazing friends at Bitmap Books, who I'm pleased to say have actually just signed on to work with us again in 2024, and that will mark our sixth year together. So please show them some love, check out their incredible collection of books, maybe treat yourself to one over Christmas as well. Head to their website, bitmapbooks.com, and we thank Sam and the team at Bitmap Books for their incredible support. And with our buddies at Notion AI. Now, I've been using Notion for around 6 months now, and it helps me turn brainstorms into fully fleshed out ideas and documents. I've pretty much been using it for all of my project management needs this year, and it is a real game changer. And recently, they've introduced Q&A. Now, this is an AI tool that acts like your own personal assistant. It can quickly find information from all your documents, helping you stay organized and effective. And that means the days of manually searching through chat histories, looking through your shared drives, or sending annoying emails to your coworkers. Can you resend that document or remind me on this? Those days are gone. Notion Q&A is super secure and it ensures that your data stays private. So if you want to try it, head to this link, notion.com/retro, and get a free trial today. And of course, by using our link, you're also supporting the podcast as well. That's notion.com/retro. And a massive thanks to our friends at Notion for their support of the show. Right then, on with the quiz.
Hello, you're listening to the Retro Hour podcast, and it is time for the Retro Hour annual super quiz. And
yes.
wait.
This year, I'm hosting it. Usually we have Dan Wood hosting it, but I think he's been out partying because, you know, the snow's out, it's starting to become Christmas, and it's getting quite cold. We've got our usual people here, you know, me, Dan and Joe, but we are joined by some extras. First, we have Paul and Ollie. How are you doing, guys? Can you introduce yourselves?
Hello. First of all, thank you for having us, Matt. My name's Paul Drury. I write for Retro Gamer.
Hey, hello, I'm Oliver Wilmot. We've both been on the show loads of times for the Christmas specials. I run a video games quiz at the Dice Cup in Nottingham.
Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. And we love having you guys on the show. And we're also joined by a new guy. Yes, DJ Slopes. He's a new guy, but he's an old friend of the show. How are you doing, Slopes?
Not too bad. Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
It's good because you do a lot of kind of video game videos with really facts on them up, so you know. You've got to perform.
Know it all, but I'm not gonna know anything.
And we have Jason as well, and he's joining Joe's team. How are you doing, Jason?
Hello, I'm all right, thank you. I have no idea what I'm doing here. I literally came around for some food and Joe just dragged me into this room.
Yeah, Joe always talks about you being on the show and every drawer in your house being full of Mega Drive games, so I'm expecting some kind of Sega knowledge.
Well, if you coming through on questions, I'll know. Anything else, useless.
And, of course, we have Sam, who is the game's mistress, and she is, you know, keeping score because I'm going to be getting the questions and getting arguments and all this kind of stuff from the guests. How are you doing, Sam?
I'm all right, thank you.
Yeah, good to hear you. Right, yeah. So.
And I am here as well. He didn't introduce me, but I am here.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah.
Dan's, what an oversight.
Dan's just standing.
Yeah, Slopes is on my team. He's my secret weapon. And bearing in mind that I'm losing my voice, it is nice to have someone on the podcast with a nice booming voice. So thank you for coming to my rescue, Slopes.
It's all right. Don't worry about it.
Right, so the way that this is going to work is there's 10 rounds of 10 questions to test your knowledge on all aspects of video games and technology as well. Ooh. And if you get the question right, you will hear this sound. Ooh. And if you get it wrong, you'll hear this one.
We don't want to hear that one.
No, and if you're taking too long as well,
lots and lots of that one.
you're going to only have 10 seconds to answer the question, and we'll pass it on to the next team. And, you know, when the pressure starts coming, here's a sound effect. Yeah, it's just like a quiz on TV, like Millionaire or something like that. I'm sure Dan probably stole the sound effect from Millionaire.
I made it myself in my bedroom.
So we always try and make every attempt that the answers are accurate. And, you know, if you guys think that my questions are rubbish. Tell me after the round, not during. So we can...
we write that line for Paul Drury.
Yes, yeah. So the order that I think we're going to go in is Paul and Ollie first, then Dan and Slopes, and then Joe and Jason.
Best to last.
So are you guys ready? Okay, I'm so nervous.
Yeah, we're ready, yeah.
Okay. So this is the first round, and it's called Console Yourself.
Ooh, nice.
Very good.
Yeah. So for Paul and Ollie, let me just get my little timer ready. Which console was the first commercial home video game console?
Ollie, is that?
Yeah, go for it.
It's the Magnavox Odyssey.
Yes, that's correct. It was the Magnavox Odyssey. Next, we have Dan and Slopes. Which Sega handheld was only ever released as an NTSC version?
I reckon I know it.
Go on, Slopes.
Is it the Nomad?
Yes, it is the Nomad.
Go on.
Okay, and now we have Joe and Jason.
We knew them too.
Which console came bundled with a dial-up modem and four CD-ROMs?
Dreamcast.
No, that's not correct. We're going to pass this one on to Paul and Ollie.
I'm not sure. Modem.
Yes, a modem. A dial-up modem.
And it's
not a
CD. So I've got to go for Saturn.
That is incorrect. And we're going to pass it on to Dan and Slopes.
I would have said Dreamcast, Slopes, but obviously it's not
that's
right.
What I was thinking originally, but I'm guessing it's a lot further back along. I mean, this isn't our answer, but I'm thinking, no, Pippin wasn't online. Mm. CD, Jaguar. I'm trying to think of any CD-based systems that are... I don't know.
No. I'm at a loss. I think we're going to have to pass on that one.
Okay, yes, it was actually the Bandai Pippin Atmark that came with a dial-up modem.
Cheers for that. Should have guessed. Nice easy one for me and Jay.
Next question is for Paul and Ollie, and it was, which console was the first console to be played in space?
Wow. I reckon it's...
Yeah, I
know this one.
We're going to go for Game Boy.
Yes, it was the Game Boy, and that was in 1993 on the Mir space station. So, nice. You know, a Russian guy took it up there and played Tetris on it, of course. So the next question is for Dan and Slopes, and that is, what was the first handheld console with a colour liquid crystal display?
Now, my mind just goes straight to the obvious. The Game Gear, but I'm trying to think, is there anything before that?
Yeah, I was thinking it might be one by Atari, maybe.
That was before, yeah?
Should we try that? Okay.
Go for it.
Atari Lynx?
Yep. Yeah. Atari Lynx, that's correct. The clock's gone mad.
We answered!
Okay, so the next question we have is for Joe and Jason, and that was, what was the first console that allowed real-time online play?
Do you think it's that?
Oh, no.
Or do you think it was... No. Real-time online play.
Dreamcast. The answer. Yes. Yep. It was the Sega Dreamcast.
That was
close.
That was gonna be a sneaky one.
Every answer. Dreamcast.
Paul and Ollie. Which vintage console had a 15-year lifespan?
Oh, man.
Say again. So which vintage console did you say?
Yeah, had a 15-year lifespan.
Whose console, I think, is that. Okay, so the VCS or 2600, whatever you want to call it.
I have to take the first answer, and that's a VCS. Hang on,
sorry, that's the same console. I just meant they're the same console.
Okay. Well, my answer here is Atari 2600, so I will take that. Which
Thank
is
you. 19 it was BCS when it was released.
1977 till 1992. So,
the rest of the teams, you're okay with that, aren't you? That
is
the
same. Genuinely, yeah, same thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just remember that we said that's all right when we need some a favour back.
I probably thought you were talking about that new Atari VCS, the Indiegogo one. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The next question is for Dan and Slopes. What was the purpose of the Aladdin deck enhancer?
So I've got a really bad way of explaining it, but it's essentially to get past Nintendo's copyright protection.
Yes.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, it was to bypass the security trip to allow code to work on the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Oh, yeah, I'll take this one.
Good work, Slopes.
Okay, next question for Joe and Jason. What was the best-selling PlayStation 2 game of all time?
Oh. I'm upset.
Hurry up.
GTA San Andreas.
Yes, GTA San Andreas, yes. I'll give you that.
Oh, I was hoping that would get passed on.
Yeah, same here.
There's 70 million copies sold.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, so
it's more than most systems, isn't it? It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The final question of this round is for Paul and Ollie, and the question is, what was Sony's alternative to the Sega VMU called?
Oh, is it just that called? Yeah, isn't it called that? Oh. Yes, you say.
It's the Pocket Station.
Correct. It was the Pocket Station. Ooh. There you go. How's the scores looking, Samantha?
Paul and Ollie are in the lead with 4. Dan and Slopes have got 3. And Joe and Jason have got 2.
Ooh, how did you enjoy that round, guys?
I really liked it.
Yeah, so good. Good to know.
Did you say we're in the lead?
We like it because we got all ours right.
Yes. So, enjoy it while it lasts, guys. Yeah, enjoy it while it lasts.
Okay, yeah, let's... Let's move on to the next round, which is one that I know you're all going to love, which is sporting in video games.
Oh, I'm just going to sit back here, Slopes.
We're about to go in last place, Dan.
Sports. We'll write this down so we remember it.
I don't know much about sports.
Right. So it's Dan and Slopes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's the first question. Which arcade company produced the 1983 sports game Track and Field?
Wow, I feel like I should know this.
Yeah, I've got an idea on who it is.
Go on then.
I mean, do you think you know?
No. I think I should know, but I don't.
Konami?
Yes, correct.
Oh, nice.
It's Konami. Yeah, so Joe and Jason, which Epic's title features BMX, flying disc, and footbag?
What? Can you repeat the question?
Which Epic's title features BMX, flying disc, and footbag?
Come on, Jay. Go for it.
California Games?
Yes, California Games.
Thought we weren't going to get that one.
Just fit it in.
Right, yeah, this is the sports round, so it's a tough one. Paul and Ollie, we got the next question for you. Which tennis title for the Mega Drive features Dizzy walking across the net?
Oh, wow. I'm getting it might be. Because they did that.
Yeah.
Should I try that?
Yeah, I think it is that. Yeah, go for that.
All right. What's been not sure? Maybe Pete Sampras tennis?
I didn't think you'd get it, but you did. Yes, it was Pete Sampras tennis.
Yeah, it's Codemasters.
I'm glad they got that one.
Yeah. So... Paul and Slopes. Dan and Slopes. Paul and Slopes.
Hang on. It's not that sort of Paul.
It's time to change the team.
So Dan and Slopes.
Go for it.
Which video game is based in a violent futuristic cyber sport that draws on elements of handball, ice hockey, and rewards violent players as well as goals from the Bitmap Brothers?
I know this one. Speedball.
Yes, yeah, Speedball. Yeah. That's correct. You're not doing too badly on the sports round, you guys.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. It's good. These are sports games.
So, Joe and Jason, which game engine was Tony Hawk's Pro Skater developed on?
Oh, wow.
Jay's writing something. active?
No, I'm going to pass that one on to Paul and Ollie.
Original Tony Hawk's on.
Yes, Tony Hawk's. Yeah.
I mean,
should we just go for?
We're just writing down names of game engines.
Should we just say Neversoft?
Was that a game engine?
No, it's Neversoft. The same name as the developer. Is it Neversoft?
No, that was the developer, but not the engine itself. It's quite a famous one, and I'll pass it on to Dan and Slopes.
Okay. Do you know,
I don't.
Dan?
No idea.
So I believe it's Apocalypse, because Bruce Willis, they used Bruce Willis as the character.
It was created by Neversoft, and they used Bruce Willis as a placeholder.
Well done.
For the title.
I made a little short about that very recently.
And I knew I got you on
long
reasons,
that you'd forgotten about it.
So... which rally driver lent his name to a rally game that came out in 1998 and was hugely successful for the PC and the PlayStation?
Colin McRae.
Yeah, it's Colin McRae. All right. Dan and Slopes.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tough one. I know Dan won't get this.
prove him wrong, Dan.
Bring it up.
What does SWAS stand for?
Just out of spite, yes. Yeah, I need to say it. Sensible World of Soccer.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Joe and Jason, which console was Mario's Tennis released on?
N64.
Oh.
What?
Yes. Paul and
Ollie. Virtual Boy one?
Yeah. Oi!
Oh, sorry.
To be fair, we've written that down, so it might be wrong, I suppose.
But it's called Mario Tennis on N64. Mario. As well.
I think it's just supposed to be the end of the round.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Paul and Ollie.
Well, we did write down
a Virtual Boy.
So that's a point to Paul and Ollie. And the next question in this tough sports round is for Dan and Slopes.
Go for it.
And that was, which game was created by Rockstar to test out the Rage engine?
Sports game. Yep. Do you know, Dan?
No, go for it, mate.
I'm guessing it's table tennis.
Yeah. There you go, yes. Table tennis.
Good game. Really good game.
And the final question for Joe and Jason. Who is the main character of Punch-Out on the NES?
Oh, what is his name? Oh, this is going to annoy me so much. I can see him right now.
Hurry up.
Oh, it's... the first boss is called Glass Jar. I'll give it that.
Nope.
It's us now, then, is it? Yeah.
Yep, Paul and Ollie.
What, is it Little Mac?
Yeah. Yes, it's Little Mac.
Awesome.
There you go. How are the points looking, Sam?
You've got Dan and Slopes and Paul and Ollie with 8, and then Joe and Jason have got 3.
Oh,
good questions, Ravi.
I mean, can I contest Mario Tennis?
Google it now. Google it now. I checked that earlier. It's Mario's Tennis. Yeah.
Oh, say Mario, Ravi, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah, that was the sequel. The Virtual Boy was the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What a sore loser.
No, that was. Harsh.
Yeah. You asked for Mario's Tennis, not Mario's.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait for the easy street round. These
can't come soon enough.
Okay, this one is called Accessories and All Sorts.
Okay.
Joe and Jason start. Okay.
Ooh, I love the voice.
This one should be quite easy.
Well, cheers.
Right, here we go. Name a game that supported the PlayStation Mouse.
Command and Conquer.
Command and Conquer. Yep, that's correct.
Wait.
It must be a short list then.
Yeah, I was going to say Lemmings. Yeah
there's not that many. Paul and Ollie, here's a question for you. What was the first console released that allowed you to use a memory card?
Well, we've both written the same then. We've both written the same, although we're
just
not
give me
that
a second,
sure.
Yeah. PlayStation original.
Pass it on to Dan and Slopes.
Do you know Slopes? I would have said PlayStation. But...
I was thinking PlayStation. I'm guessing it's a handheld system. Did the Neo? No. Is it Neo Geo?
Yes. Wow. It was the Neo Geo. Yeah. Wow. The AES. Yeah.
Oh, I should have known that. Yeah. Oh.
So Dan and Slopes. Mm-hmm. What was the name of the cartridge that allowed you to play Game Boy games on the SNES?
I think I know. Do you know, yeah, Dan?
I think I know as well, but you can take it.
No. I keep answering them. Go for it.
Okay, Super Game Boy?
That's what I would have
loved it if he got it wrong.
Super Game Boy. Did you let me?
Wouldn't you just?
Okay, so Joe and Jason, you've probably got one of these, so you might know. Which batteries does the original Rumble Pack take?
What?
Ooh, wow. For what console?
The N64, the Rumble Pack.
Oh, you're going to tell me there's a Rumble Pack and a Rumbles Pack?
He is bitter.
Oh, is it?
He's bad in time here, Tanser.
Yes, AAA batteries.
The day I learnt the N64 takes batteries.
We would have got that wrong.
Okay. Paul and Ollie, what was the name of the wearable force feedback device that was launched in 1994?
Oh, my God.
94.
So that was a PlayStation. Was it one that you tied those things to you? Oh, God, I can't remember.
I don't know. The power glove. I'm just going to have no idea.
As Dan and Slopes.
Yeah, I'm hoping Slopes knows it. I can picture it. I just can't think what it's called.
Yeah, I've got one in my attic, and I know it's something ATA, like the generator or the renovator or something like that. it's called something like that. I don't know. Can you think of a cool Rumble word that would have activator? Let's go for that.
Oh, it's close, but and Joe and Jason.
Well, we thought it was the Sega Activator, so I'm not sure if they ran out of time or if they got it wrong.
The renovator.
Motivator. Regenerate.
Instigator. Fire starter.
I thought it was a Sega Activator.
No, it was the Interactor.
Yeah, someone donated one to me like forever ago. I've never even taken it out of the box.
Oh, they look trying to sell one at, like, game cons for about 2 years.
They look painful when they're in full action. Okay, for Dan and Slopes, how many buttons are there on the original PS1 controller, including the D-pad?
Oh my God. Including the D-pad. Right, so are we looking at the D-pad as one button because they've actually got lines in the middle of it?
That's four.
That's four, is it? The D-pad?
Okay, directional, yeah.
So we got that, you got your start, your select. The original one didn't have any kind of rumble thing, so you got start, select, so that's 4, 5, 6, and then you got your four ones there, 7, 8, 9, 10, and four on the back, 11, 12, 13, 14?
I'm going to say 14, yeah.
Yes, it was 14, yeah. Okay.
I'm looking around the room for one frantically, but I'm in the wrong room.
And that's cheating.
I didn't hear that in the rules.
So, Joe and Jason, what was the first system to use a D-pad?
The NES.
Oh, that was the...
No, I'll have to pass it on.
Oh,
Paul and Ollie.
I feel, yeah, I am old enough to have one. I believe it's the Game & Watch.
Yes, it was a Game & Watch.
Very good.
Yeah.
I would have said NES.
Yeah, I would as well.
And Paul and Ollie, which Nintendo Entertainment System accessory was known as the Video Shooting Series Light Gun?
Oh, wow.
It was also known as a more common name.
It wasn't just that. Yes.
Yeah, we'll go for Zapper.
Yes, the NES Zapper.
I was a bit worried about that.
Dan and Slopes.
Mm-hmm.
Which console required you to purchase a remote control and receiver to unlock the DVD function?
I think I know this. Xbox?
Yeah.
Yes, it was a Microsoft Xbox. And Joe and Jason, we've got a nice tough one for you at the
for
end
God's
here.
Sake, yes.
What was the name of the Vectrex glasses that allowed you to turn 2D black and white images into a colour 3D experience?
The vet tracks glasses.
I'm going to pass it on to Paul and Ollie.
Well,
we're not really sure.
We're not really sure, but have a go.
What? Vectrex Vision?
Nope. I'll pass it on to Dan and Slopes.
I've got no
My questions are too hard for you guys, aren't they?
I don't know. The 3D something. 3D glasses. I don't know.
Oh, that's close.
Is
but
it?
No. I'm going to have to. Yeah, it was a Vectrex 3D imager.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever even seen one. I don't
know. Not me either.
It was a spinning disc that went in front of your eyes. And
wow, that's really?
Scary. Yeah.
Sounds
that sounds seizure-inducing.
Yeah, so how are the scores looking, Samantha?
So we've got Dan and Slopes with 12, Paul and Ollie on 10, and Joe and Jason on 5.
Oh, look at that.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Okay, wow. We got the round where... Dan's going to shine.
That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, so this one is computing conundrums.
Yeah, I'll probably get these all wrong then.
Oh. Yeah.
Take it away.
So we're going to start with Paul and Ollie. What was the first operating system with built-in USB support?
Oh, what? Built-in USB support? Oh, my God. I don't know.
So, well, I mean, we don't know. But you will. We'll have a guess.
Should we That's go not for this one?
Yeah, go for it.
Linux?
Nope. I'm going to pass it on to Dan and Slopes.
I'm guessing here as well. I guess. Do you know Slopes?
No, I mean, I would say Windows of some sort.
Yeah, I was going to Windows 95.
No, I'll pass it on to Joe and Jason.
Windows 98?
Yes.
Oh,
nice.
We got one.
It's because Joe still uses Windows 98.
Yeah.
I'm
surprised it's that late.
Yeah, it's quite late on.
The mouse connectors, did you? Yeah.
Yeah, to have it built in as well.
Oh, they were called PS2, weren't they? Those.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. Sure Windows 95 had some service.
Dan and Slopes. What is the key combination used to reset an Amiga computer?
I don't know.
Yeah, Control Amiga.
Yep. Joe and Jason.
We knew that one, for sure. That one.
Which company developed Jazz Jack Rabbit?
They're still around. Jason's face.
Which company? Still around.
Capcom.
Pass it on to Paul and Ollie.
Shit, I know this. Oh.
It's not, I don't know. I don't know.
Epic.
Oh.
Yes, it was Epic Mega
you
Games.
Pull that out from somewhere.
Oh my God. Somewhere I pulled that
possibly
out.
Where the Jackrabbit was coming from.
Right.
I got a big box version of that from Poundland back in the day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they used to do these weird... They were only like demos, but like they were in big boxes. They were amazing. Jazz Jackrabbit was one of them, yeah.
And they're pretty good games as well.
Yeah, they're not
and look at Epic now as well. So, you know, it's a good start. Mm. Right. What was the pack? This is for Paul and Ollie. What was the pack called that contained games like Tetris, Minesweeper, and Pegged for Windows?
Oh, God. So it's the inbuilt one.
Tetris, Minesweeper. On Windows?
On Windows, yeah.
Paul, I have no idea. Let's call it the...
Office, it's more...
Should we call it Mega Pack Office, 1?
Oh. I was going to have sort of like Office Games.
Yes.
No, Dan and Slopes.
I think I might know this. Do you know Slopes?
I think I know.
Yeah, go for it.
Entertainment Pack.
Yes, that was it. It was very, very simple. Entertainment Pack. And now... Dan and Slope seem to be getting all the good questions now. I'd say, what is the most popular shareware title of all time?
I mean, do you know, Dan?
I could have a guess at a certain same FPS game.
Say, don't give your answer. Tell me what you think it is.
Okay.
We're not in the same room.
I'm thinking it might be Doom.
I'm thinking Doom.
Yeah, let's go Doom.
Yes, it is Doom. Yes. A great game that really pushed the shareware model. Big right, time. Joe and Jason, in what country was Red Alert Command and Conquer Band?
Russia. Oh, bloody hell.
Paul and Ollie.
Should we
we've put the same guess, so go on, Ollie.
Germany.
Dan and Slopes.
I'm guessing it's some kind of Europe country, somewhere in Europe, maybe France.
No, it was in China due to its anti-communist theme.
I said China to Jason, but we went with Jason's answer because I'm an idiot.
He's lying, he didn't say anything.
Right, so Paul and Ollie. My questions are tough, man. This is me getting my revenge.
No, I think they're all right.
I don't even know the answer.
Right, which game was the first FPS to allow players to use a mouse to look around freely in a 3D environment?
Gotta be. Go for it, Ollie.
We're gonna say Quake.
Dan and Slopes.
I don't know my first person shooters that well, honestly.
In a 3D environment, in a 3D.
Look all around, did you say?
Yes, not a 2.5D, but a 3D.
Shall I go and have a guess in Heretic?
No, Joe and Jason.
Unreal?
No, actually, it was a Marathon.
That's
an interesting one, eh?
On the mark, yeah.
Wow. That's a good question.
That's a good question, Tom.
Okay. Yeah. Dan and Slopes. Which operating system was Tomb Raider initially released for on the PC?
I think that's going to be another, maybe the one I said before.
Do you reckon? Is it that far?
Oh, actually, no. What year did Tomb Raider come out? Was it 94?
Was it that early?
Guess. Windows 3.1?
No, it's not that old. No.
Joe and Jason?
Windows 95?
Okay.
Paul and Ollie?
Well, I mean, could it be that or could it be that? That's me saying. I'm just thinking what came after 95. Yeah, go on, man.
Windows 98.
No, it was released. No. Sorry. It was released on MS-DOS.
Oh,
tricky. That's tricky.
So was GTA as well, actually, which is
of course
pretty amazing, yeah. Okay, so this one. Dad, Joe and Jason, you're not going to get this. No one's going to get this.
Oh, for God's sake, you Bradley.
Prepping us, let's go.
Cheers, man.
Who composed the Windows 95 jingle?
What did you even say?
Who composed the Windows 95 jingle, like the startup music for Windows 95? Yeah, famous composer.
Five notes, yeah.
Famous musician, yeah.
Famous musician.
Friends with David Bowie.
Stop now.
Was it the drummer of The Police? I can't remember his name.
Well, no, Paul and Ollie.
Right, so because he said the drummer of The Police, I do know who the drummer of The Police is.
This is a guess,
so is it Stuart Copeland? But that's... I think he is the drummer of The Police, so thank you, Joe, for at least giving us a clue.
Dan and Slopes?
I've got no idea.
I've absolutely no idea.
A friend of David Bowie's? A random...
I don't know. I literally... Brian May? Yeah. I don't know.
No, it was Brian Eno.
Oh my God! Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Right. And he actually created it on a Mac, even though he'd never used a PC. Kind of admitted it on Radio 4.
There you go, that's interesting.
That was a hard one.
That is a short, actually. I'm going to make a note of that.
Right, so...
factoid.
Final question is for Paul and Ollie. And this is another kind of tricky one, and then we're getting on to some fun stuff. So, what is the disk operating system for the Amstrad CPC?
Oh, God.
The operating system?
Yeah.
The CPC?
For the CPC.
Even though it had one. So you turned it on? What was it? Is it called something like
let's
that?
Say just,
CPC.
Let's just call it CPC Basic.
CPC Basic.
No, there was a version of BASIC available for it, but it wasn't the main operating system. Dan and Slopes?
I haven't got a clue.
Yeah, my knowledge of, I don't know, CPCOS?
No, sorry. Joe and Jason?
Guessing it's quite close to that.
CPC BASIC OS.
No. It was AMDOS or CPM or Symbol as well. Was another one.
All those hardcore Amstrad fans are screaming like, how did you not know that?
The computer round is over, guys.
Relax. Is the quiz over yet?
Our chances are over, but yeah.
It gets easier as it goes on, this quiz. So yeah, gives more chance
from
for people.
Here.
Strange way to do it.
Right, what are the scores, Samantha?
Okay, so you got Dan and Slopes on 15, Paul and Ollie on 11, and Joe and Jason on 6.
Okay, so we're on to the fifth round now, halfway through, and this is the modern retro round as well. So we're going to be talking about retro systems and stuff, but in the modern world.
Oh no, I'm not so sure about that.
So, Dan and Slopes. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the new console Atari released in 2023?
I know it. He did a video.
I think we both did, actually.
We did, actually, yes.
Yeah. The Atari 2600 Plus.
Yes, the Atari 2600 Plus.
Go on, give us a laugh. What's ours going to be? Okay.
So, what is the name of the latest Leisure Suit Larry title?
Oh, brilliant. Nice one. That really popular game that everybody's done a video on in this last week. the Leisure Suit Larry 2600 Plus.
Can't even say it.
Leisure Suit.
It's a Leisure Suit. I'm having a stroke.
Poor Ollie.
What was it?
What is the latest in the Leisure Suit Larry title?
Yeah.
Right, we guess into it, but is it Magnum Cum Laude?
No, but that was a classic game. Dan and Slopes?
You know Slopes?
I know it's on Switch, but...
Is it like Wet Dreams Never Die or something?
Yes, close.
That was it.
Wet Dreams Don't Dry.
We're all just coming up with really bad like porno names. Like, what could they get away with?
Dan pretended he didn't know it, but he...
Yeah, yeah.
I was playing it this morning.
I completed it last night.
Okay. Paul and Ali now, okay. Which console recently received an updated Pro Controller? It's a classic console as well.
Oh.
An old console receiving a new controller, yeah.
Why have we got that? I don't know.
Right, yeah, Ollie, go for it.
Dreamcast?
Dan and Slopes.
I think I know this.
So, go for it. Okay. It could be anything, surely.
Is it the Atari Jaguar?
Yes, yes. They
I'm
just
generally interested to see this. Yeah.
Pro Controller.
Okay.
Right. Paul, Dan and Slopes? Which of these consoles has not been released as a mini? The Atari Lynx, the PlayStation, or the Intellivision?
This sounds like it should be an easy one. I think...
Go for it, Dan. Yeah.
The Lynx?
Yes.
The Intellivision has got a mini console.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
Yeah.
Okay, I missed that. Okay.
I didn't know if that was like a trick question.
Yeah, kind of a tricky one. Okay, Joe and Jason, you might get this one.
Might.
Which video game movie released in 2008 featured Mark Wahlberg and Mila Kunis?
A video game movie in 2008? Modern retro? What?
Yes.
No, that's like Ted's not a video game movie.
I need an answer.
We ain't got an answer.
Paul and Ollie.
Well, the Mila Kunis made us think Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Close, but no. Dan and Slopes.
How's it close? It's Max Payne.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of that era, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn, we weren't close.
Was yours at all?
Yeah, Max Payne, it's a forgotten about one because it wasn't very good.
It's not
opposed to all the other good ones.
Yeah. I've got some merch from that movie. I was working at a restaurant under a cinema, and this is probably why, in fact, they kept giving it to us because no one was taking it. So I've got my Max Payne t-shirts and stuff from that movie. Still pristine.
Got a big cutout of Mark Wahlberg.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, Paul and Ollie. Which console is expected from Retro Games Limited in 2024?
Right. I think they're doing a... what's after the... Oh, God. Is it one of them? No. Oh, damn, we should know this.
I don't know. Spectrum next? I don't know. Is that way out? That's way
out. Dan and Slopes?
Yeah. Is it the full-size Amiga?
Yeah, oh, it's really full size of me.
I didn't know that one.
Okay, here's a question for Dan and Slopes. What is the name of the trilogy that was released in 2017 for the Crash Bandicoot series? It was also a remaster.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
I've got it as well.
Yeah, I think I know what it is, but yeah, I think it's... Is it Insane?
Yeah, I think it is.
Insane. Yeah.
Yes, it's the Insane trilogy. Whew. So, Joe and Jason, what is the name of the Doom 2 expansion recently released by John Romero?
We covered it on the podcast last week, didn't we?
Oh, for God's sake.
Bring that round to us.
Yeah.
Did you hear that question?
Mutilated.
No.
Pay more attention, Joe.
Paul and Ollie.
I have seen the name, but I can't remember it. I don't think we know it. Just give us a sec. It's like a weird word.
It's a weird word. That's a weird word.
Demolished. Demons.
Demonized.
Demonizer.
Demonizer. No. Dan and Slopes.
Go for it, because I was about to make this whole joke about the fact that they don't listen to your podcast, but like,
yeah,
I haven't actually
listened
to that episode myself either. So,
watch me get it wrong. I think it is the Sigil pack.
Yes, the Sigil pack.
I should have known that.
Sigil.
Right, and the next question is for Paul and Ollie. And the question is, which rave pioneers contributed to the soundtrack of Final Vendetta?
Final Vendetta?
Oh, God. All right. Brave Pioneers. Okay, I'm thinking. All right. They're not. That's not that. All right.
Go for that one. Yeah, go for that.
Maybe Alternate?
Oh, no. That would have been good, though.
That would have been really good.
Dan and Slopes?
I know it.
Go on, go Slopes. Go
Utah Saints.
Utah Saints.
That soundtrack is incredible. That soundtrack is so, so good. Like, one of the best video game soundtracks of all time.
Yeah.
Got to check that out. Really,
really good.
Feature casted the majority of the music on that. It's absolutely legendary. It sounds like you're listening to, like, a B-side Prodigy album. Anyway, sorry, I'll stop gushing. Carry on.
Love the Utah.
Now, a question for Dan and Slopes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, which racing title that started on the PlayStation 1 has recently hit number 7 in its series?
Recently? Do you know this, Lopes?
I generally can't think of anything.
I'm just going to go Gran Turismo.
Yes,
it's Gran Turismo. There you go, right?
That Ridge Racer with the damn motor.
Yeah, that's what I kept thinking, Ridge Racer. I couldn't get it out of my head.
Ridge Racer died a long time ago.
So what are the scores looking like, Sam?
Well, I don't know whether people are going to want to know. Yeah. So we have got Dunnan Slopes storming the lead with 25.
Gee, wow.
Paul and Ollie have got 11. And Joe and Jason have got 6.
I think
that's so
not
far
moved
ahead.
There. Yeah,
me and Jason haven't moved in about 2 rounds. This is getting a bit.
Well, we've hit halfway through the quiz, so we're just going to have a quick message, and we will be back.
Thank you, Ravi. Now, before we get back to this year's Christmas quiz, and you might have noticed my voice is sounding slightly better than it was a couple of weeks ago when we recorded the podcast. Thankfully, I'm on the mend. But today's show is brought to you thanks to our incredible friends at Shopify. Now, this
is the sound of another sale on Shopify. And doesn't it feel like everyone has got a side hustle or is becoming their own boss right now? Maybe that's your plan in 2024. Well, Shopify is the commerce platform that is revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. Whether you're selling books or retro games, anything at all, selling online or in person, Shopify can help. And it's more than just a store. It lets you connect with your customers. You can sell in multiple places, web, mobile, social media, online marketplaces, even brick and mortar locations and pop-up stores. And the thing about Shopify is it saves you all of the hassle. You don't have to learn coding, design, complicated WordPress plugins, nothing like that. And thanks to their award-winning help and their extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. And we were actually at a Christmas market in our village a couple of weeks ago. So many of the traders there were using Shopify because it makes stuff like that so easy. So if you want to try it out for yourself, you can actually get a £1 a month trial period right now by using our exclusive link to claim that offer. So head to shopify.co.uk/retrohour, all lowercase, shopify.co.uk/retrohour, and take your business to the next level in 2024. shopify.co.uk/retrohour, and get ready to hear a lot more of this. Okay, back to the quiz.
So welcome back to the Christmas Super Quiz. And what are the kind of standings then, Samantha, at the moment, seeing we're halfway through?
Well, in that last round, you had Joe and Jason and Paul and Ollie, which didn't score any points. So we've got Dan and Slopes on 25, Paul and Ollie on 11, and Joe and Jason on 6.
Boo. Oh, you know, I'm enjoying not being on the losing team this time. And I think you know, my tough questions are a bit of a revenge for you guys. Yes. Yeah, so
I'm loving it, mate.
What did I do wrong?
Ravi knows all the answers this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe's going to do the questions next year, I bet.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to be screwed. But yeah, I'm really enjoying this. And the next round that we're going to go into is called Marketing Mysteries. And it's all about video game marketing back in the days. So first, we're going to start with Joe and Jason. So which game was originally advertised as a CD-ROM game on a cartridge? That's what they used to sell it. That was the kind of tagline.
Sonic 3D? Flicky Island?
Now I'm going to pass it on to Paul and Ollie.
I like Ollie's idea here.
Shall I go for it? Well, it's kind of a guess, but we'll go for Dragon's Lair.
No, Dan and Slopes.
Do you know Slopes?
No, I mean, if it's a console, I'm thinking like PSP or something, because it's obviously got the things in, but I'm going to say like Rise of the Robots.
No, it was not. It was Flashback. That's how they originally sold it, as a CD game on a cartridge, which is a really weird way.
Yeah, what does that actually mean?
Selling the game, isn't it?
It's marketing, doesn't mean anything.
Wasn't it only like about 2 megabytes in size or something?
Okay. So, Paul and Ollie, who was Sega's original mascot?
Oh, okay. I'm
pretty sure it's that.
Go for it, Paul.
Alex Kidd?
Yeah, it was Alex Kidd until 1991.
It goes further back now.
Oh, you're going to say like Fantasy Zone or something?
No, firstly, yeah, that does go further back, but you've got Professor Azbin as well. But no,
afterwards, we'll do it afterwards.
Give him a piece of your mind.
I reckon... you know, you have to stick with what's on the page.
We do. Yeah. Stick with Google.
We can spare to lose a few points anyway, Slopes, you know.
Surrounded by experts. Right. That can't get any questions right.
Well, if it comes
right
down to a tiebreaker, I've got the question written down as it's a question mark.
I haven't got any quickfire decide around. Anyway, let's get on with it, right.
We've got that point, though, yeah?
We did.
Dan and Slopes, which game features a scratch and sniff disc with authentic pit stop smell for the PlayStation 1?
Do you know?
No idea, mate.
Gran Turismo.
There you go.
Yes. It was Gran Turismo 2, but I'll give you that. And yeah, it had a scratch and sniff. A scratch and sniff.
Outrageous.
And also, I think it was, whatever the FIFA was on that one, like 95, 96, whatever it was, that had a scratch and sniff.
Yeah, it had like a pitch one as well.
You could smell your sweat in the spit.
And now you just get that, you get that aura every time you go into CEX.
Smell the puck-up eyes. Right. Joe and Jason, which game described itself as robots that fight and act unusual, act unusually with a high level of artificial intelligence that's never been seen before?
Rise of the Robots.
Yes, that was Rise of the Robots. Right, Paul and Ollie, which video game character was originally intended to drink Newcastle Brown Ale?
What? Well, I'm not sure, Paul. So,
okay. I mean, he did drink it. Okay. Well, we don't really know, but if there was a Viz game, could it be Sid the Sexist?
Nope. Dan and Slopes.
I know this one, Slopes.
Yeah, go on, you got it, Dan.
Okay. I'll try and do a Geordie accent with my sore throat. Is it Super Frog like?
Why, aye, man, it's Super Frog. they changed it for LucasAid.
They did, yeah.
Later on, because yeah, they didn't think that appealed to kids. Castle Brown Ale.
How did that get through any marketing, like meetings? Like, yeah, we should just drink New Brown Ale. Well, that's nuts.
Okay, Dan and Slopes.
Yep.
So what is the name of the banned Xbox advert where you see a baby grow up in 30 seconds?
What was the name of the advert?
Yes, the banned Xbox advert where the baby gets fired out.
I think I know it.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Is it Cradle to Grave, is it?
No, it's not that.
Yeah.
Joe and Jason?
It's called the Xbox advert where a baby turns to a man in 30 seconds. I didn't realise.
I remember it. Yeah. Was it called Life is Short? And it sort of went play more or something like that.
Yes, it was. It was Life is Short. Yeah. So is it Joe and Jason?
Yeah.
A really tough one here for you.
Oh, brilliant. Yes.
Who is Mario's brother?
Oh, bloody hell. Luigi.
Don't cheat.
Yeah. I feel like that wasn't the one on the paper.
So some people got the question on who composed the Windows jingle.
I told you it gets easier. So Paul and Ollie,
it's better with the colour of Pac-Man or I'm very cross.
Which soft drink was Q-Bert officially advertised with?
Oh, right.
Or which company, soft drink company, was it associated with? Take both answers.
I think it might be because it's Q, you see. It's all about using the Qs.
Yeah.
So is it Coca? Because everything began with Q. So is it Coca-Cola? Oh, right, there you go.
Yeah, it was called Mellow Yellow. That was the drink at the time, and it was Coca-Cola Company.
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Yeah, you can still buy Mellow Yellow in America.
Yeah.
Not the most appealing name, I must admit.
Paul and Ollie, what was the original name for Lara Croft?
I know this one, but yeah. Isn't it that?
It's just very close, isn't it? Yeah, go for
Lara
it.
Lara Cruz, isn't it?
Yep. Right. And Dan and Slopes.
Mm-hmm.
Which company sold the game Genie? And produced it, basically. Which company made the game Genie? That's a better way to say it.
Called? I feel like it's like Jaleco or something like that.
Going to say what's in your mind.
Jaleco? I'm not even saying a real word.
Joe and Jason?
is it Galoob?
Yes, it's right. Galoob. There
what?
You go.
Oh,
right.
What a weird name for a company, right? That was the final question of that round. So how are the scores standing, Samantha?
So you've got Dan and Slopes on 27, Paul and Ollie on 15, and Joe and Jason on 9.
Right, so... this is a round where Joe and Jason might do well. It's called Frustrating Fighters as well. So, first question is for Paul and Ollie. Who was the main baddie in Mortal Kombat 1 to 3?
Shao Kahn.
Yep, correct.
It's a different end boss in the first game, but okay.
The main baddie.
I noticed he said that. He's
Shao Kahn's not in the first. Give him the point. Shao Kahn isn't in the first game.
Yeah, I think it's because he said the main one in the first three. He's the mastermind behind the scenes.
Oh, okay.
Just like Rav is the mastermind behind the scenes, Joe. So. yeah, you see, he was right.
So Dan and Slopes, what was the first game to allow combat between two players?
Yeah, dear Slopes.
Yaya Kung Fu? I don't know. It's goes back earlier than that.
Joe and Jason?
Is it boxing for the 2600?
No, sorry. Paul and Ollie?
Okay, so this is contentious, so possibly 1979's Warrior by Cinematronics.
I have down here Sega's Heavyweight Champion.
Well, to be fair, I'd written down Sega Boxing, so you wouldn't have given me that.
Sega Corporation's Heavyweight Champ.
Yeah, so okay. We wouldn't have got it either way. Yeah.
So Joe and Jason, what is the name of the bear in Tekken?
Kuma.
There you go. Right, Paul and Ollie. In which wrestling game can you see a character from Double Dragon cheering in the audience?
Oh, no. I know fighting games, but not wrestling games.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man. There's so many wrestling games. WWF Mania, I don't know.
Dan and Slopes?
I've got no idea on this, Slopes.
I've absolutely no idea. Wrestling isn't my thing.
No, same.
Okay. Yep.
You said it.
Yeah. Joe and Jason?
WrestleMania?
It's WWF Superstars.
Oh, isn't that the Xbox 360 one? It's kind of... I think. Yeah.
Right, Dan and Slopes. Which game featured Dal Sim for the first time?
Featured what?
Dal Sim. Yoga Flame.
Don't give him clues.
Yes, they do not need clues.
Do you know, Dan?
Go on, Slopes, take it.
I don't. You take it.
Yeah, Street Fighter 1. Is that too easy?
Yes.
Joe and Jason?
Street Fighter 2.
Yes.
Really that easy?
The Wheeled Warrior. That had it. So now it's Joe and Jason. Is that correct?
Yep.
Who are the main characters of Double Dragon?
Billy and Jimmy.
Yep.
Oh, did that one fast.
So, Paul and Ali. Cool. Ultimate and Melee are two of the iterations in Super Smash Bros. Franchise. What is one additional word that follows the title in the series?
So.
So you've got like Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, you've got Super Smash Bros.
Oh, you want
Melee? What's the other word? Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't, because you were both talking. Could you ask the question again? Could you say the question again, please? Sorry.
Yeah, you've got Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, you've got Super Smash Bros. Melee. What's the other one called?
Oh, right. The other one's called Brawl.
Yeah, correct.
Right. I was a bit confused there, sorry.
Dan and Joe, what phrase...
No, Dan and
Slopes. Hey, I'm in the lead.
Dan and Slopes even, yeah. Sorry, I'm so used to Dan and Joe. What phrase does sound designer Dan Forden shout in Mortal Kombat?
I can't get that high there with my sore throat, but...
You gotta do it.
Dusty!
Yep, Dusty. Right, Joe and Jason, what was the first appearance of Storm as a fighting character in a video game?
Oh,
you know, Storm from the X-Men.
Specifically a fighting game, or like an
action game? In a fighting game. Yeah.
She's not in Marvel. Is it X-Men Mutant Academy for the PS1?
No, Paul and Ali.
This is definitely yours, Ollie.
If I'm wrong, it's going to be bad because this is kind of my favourite game ever. It's called X-Men Children of the Atom. Yes.
It was Children of the Atom.
Whew.
Right, we got the final question for this round, and this is for Paul and Ollie. What series is Simon Belmont the main protagonist?
Well, that's just... Okay. Isn't it just...
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah, it's just funny because it's not a fighting game.
Shh, don't, if we know it. We think it's Castlevania.
Yeah, there you go. I ran out of fighting games. Oh. Yeah,
there's not many of them about.
He fights things in it, but...
Yeah. He does fight things.
Yeah, so...
There is a one-on-one fighter in the Castlevania series. I just can't remember what it's called.
Okay. Yeah, there's one in the arcade as well, actually. Yeah,
there you go. That's right, so that round is over. How are the scores looking, Samantha?
Well, Dan and Slopes are still in the lead with 28. Paul and Ollie are creeping up there with 19. And Joe and Jason have got 12.
Oh, it's all to play for.
Okay.
still got a lot
of
catching up.
Yeah, mate, it is for you.
Yeah. So now we have the the great round here. And this one's called Easy Street.
I'll be the judge of that.
What's these be the hardest one so far?
Okay, here's a tough one for you, Dan and Slopes. Which video game series features cities called Vice City, Liberty City, and San Andreas?
Is it Grand Theft Auto?
It might be.
Yes. Joe and Jason. Daley Thompson's Decathlon was a huge hit on which platform?
PS1.
Paul and Ollie.
Okay. Right, I think, I mean, it was released on more than one, but I think on your card it'll probably be Spectrum. Thank you.
That's what I would say.
Right, what was the video game character Mario's original profession?
Oh, yeah, so right, it was okay. Is it
that one?
Yes, it is. I use the English name, but yeah, it's definitely that.
Okay,
yeah.
Is it Carpenter?
Just like Jesus, yes.
Yeah.
Christmas themed.
Okay, Dan and Slopes. In what year was the classic game Lemmings released?
Do you know, Slopes? I'm going to have a guess if not.
Yeah, I think I know.
Go on.
91.
That's what I would have said.
Yeah, that's 1991. Yes.
We should definitely talk to each other before we guess.
Right, Joe and Jason. What colour is the start button on an N64 controller, on the standard one?
Red.
Mm. Yeah, correct.
Press that many times.
Right. Sure. This is Easy Street. There's some easy questions in this. Paul and Ollie, which video game series features the Master Chief?
So it's Halo.
Yes, correct.
I think we needed this round. Yeah, a nice break from the earlier
round. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, you know, yeah.
Needed this round.
And then the next one's just mental.
Oh, great.
Okay, Dan and Slopes. Mm-hmm. Which video game begins in New Junk City?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
I don't know this one.
I can't get fire out of my head. It's not that. I don't know. New Junk City. Final Fight. It's not Final Fight.
No. Joe and Jason?
New Junk City, did you say?
Yeah.
Is it Abe's Odyssey?
Oh, my God. I know what it is. Yeah.
The suspense is killing me.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Abe's Odyssey.
No. I passed it on to Paul and Ollie. I didn't hear you then.
We were all paused. Yeah.
Is it that game, do you think, Paul?
No, I don't know.
You don't think it's that?
What's this Easy Street? What happened there?
But I mean, New Junk City. Am I thinking?
Sorry, wrong words.
Sorry, that was. Did you read our mind? Whatever it is, we were right. Because I think that's New Junk. Are we saying that? Mario Odyssey?
I don't know.
It's not. Can I say what it is?
Surfworm Jim.
Surfworm Jim.
Oh, you're not wrong.
Generally one of my favourite games.
I should have known that. I'm a really big fan as well.
Yeah. I'm really annoyed at myself.
Well. Me too. I'm
so okay. I don't win anymore.
We've got three more questions on this round.
Yeah. If we lose by 1 point now, so
now it's Joe and Jason. And the question is, the Wii U was released in which year?
2012?
Yes, the Wii U was released in 2012. I've still got one. I love it.
Yeah, I do. Awesome system.
Yeah.
It's underrated, right. Yeah.
Paul and Ollie, this is a real tough one. What is the name of a classic game where you direct frogs across a busy road?
I think it's called Frogger.
Yes.
Say what you see.
And the final question for Dan and Slopes.
Go for it.
In the game Silent Hill for the PS1, how many keys do you have to press in the piano puzzle?
That's not easy.
God.
That's
no
not
idea.
Easy. I don't know. Generally, I haven't got a clue. Do you want to guess, Dan?
Just go, yeah. Say three.
Joe and Jason.
Six.
Paul and Ollie.
Ollie's done a sketch. So
I'm a bit big fan of this game, but it's a hard thing to remember, right? And it's supposed to be an easy round, right? I'm going to say seven.
No, it's five. You're so close.
Damn that easy question.
Okay, how are the scores looking?
Okay, so we've got round eight. We have got Dan and Slopes on 30. Paul and Ollie catching up with 23. Ooh. And Joe and Jason on 14.
Okay, we are going into the final round. So this is round nine, and then we're going to have our final 10th round, which will be multiple choice. So this round, number nine, is called Arcade Atrocity, and this is all about arcades, but not just the vintage arcades as well. There's a good selection of arcades throughout time. So the first question that we're going to ask is for Joe and Jason. And that was, what was the first arcade to feature force feedback?
Time Crisis 1.
Paul and Ollie.
Yeah, I think it'll be that. So I think it might be that. These are guesses. Do you want to try that?
Yeah, go for it. I'm not sure.
We're not sure. We think it might be a driving game. So Virtua Racer?
Yeah. I've got a guess if you don't know, Slopes.
I think I know. We'll talk amongst ourselves first. I think it's Outrun.
Okay, I was going to say...
No, it's one called TX1 by Tatsumi. Oh. And that allowed players to feel the rumble of the car.
Okay.
Right, so the next question is for Paul and Ollie. What was the first arcade to use a trackball?
Right, okay. I know this one. Shout it out, because it was called that. Okay.
Yeah, go for
it. Pretty sure, because it's Atari, and it's football, as in American football, but it was just called Atari football.
Yes, it was Atari's football in 1978. Okay. Which of the follower... This is for Dan and Slopes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which game was the first running shooter arcade game?
Shooter.
My mind's going like Green Beret. It's going to be earlier than that, surely. Do you want to guess, Dan?
I have no idea, mate. Yeah. Say that. Green Beret.
Akari Warriors.
No. Joe and Jason?
Green Beret.
No.
Did you just say the same thing?
No, I'm not complaining. Well, they gave like three answers, so.
Yeah. I just banned all their answers. Paul and Ollie. Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, is that Capcom, right?
Yeah, but I'm not saying it is that, but you could try that.
Ah, man. Let's go for that one, Paul. Let's go for Commando.
Commando?
Yeah. I hope it's not Contra.
It was Frontline.
Oh, okay.
That's the first combat game that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the first ever Sega cartridge game, isn't it?
Oh,
Frontline.
Really?
I'm not sure about that, but I know it was arcade in 1982.
Like SG-1000 or something.
I think so.
So, Joe and Jason. Right. Which arcade game features the music of The Offspring?
Crazy Taxi.
Yeah.
Yes, Crazy Taxi.
Good one.
I remember seeing a review and it was like, pros, it has The Offspring on the soundtrack. Negatives, it has The Offspring on the soundtrack.
Yeah,
right. The game doesn't work without it.
Paul and Ollie.
No.
It's true.
Which game has you controlling a spacecraft down three-dimensional tubes destroying your enemies? Down a three-dimensional tube, basically. Let me say that again. Which game has you controlling a spacecraft down a three-dimensional tube, destroying your enemies?
Yeah.
Should we go for that one, Paul?
Yeah.
Tempest?
Yeah.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, bit worried about that.
Are you not sure as well?
Well, it could be Tunnel Hunt. I mean, there's more than one game that has a tube, but Tempest.
Yeah, yeah.
Dan and Slopes. What is the sequel of Pole Position? The follow-on game after Pole Position.
Any ideas?
I mean, between us, Pole Position 2, is it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is that too easy? Pole Position 2?
No.
Not a trick question, then.
Joe and Jason?
Do you have any idea, Jay? Pole Position, Too Fast, Too Furious.
And Paul and Ollie.
Was it called Checkered Flag?
No. It was a last lap. That's what it was called.
Okay.
And there was a Pole Position too, wasn't there?
There was, but I presume that came later.
Yeah.
That was the third one for some reason.
No, Slopes. That's the sequel to Pole Positions.
Oh, okay.
So
it's not letting that go.
So Joe and Jason, which 1994 popular arcade game featuring zombies was built on the Virtua Cop engine?
House of the Dead.
Yeah, I was going to say.
If you got that wrong, Joe, you'd have been appalled.
Yeah.
So, Paul and Ollie, how many players could play Space War?
I think you know this one, Paul. I don't know. Yeah.
So, that's cool. When you say, so we're still talking arcades here, just to clarify.
Yeah, the OG arcade, Space War.
Okay, in that case, it's two.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a two-player game. Okay. Mm-hmm. Dan and Slopes.
Go for it.
What is the highest grossing arcade game of all time?
Wow. Do you know it, Slopes?
Between us, I'm guessing Space Invaders.
I was going to say the little yellow guy, but...
Go with that one. Go with that one, yeah, Pac-Man.
Oh, okay, Pac-Man.
Hey.
Yeah, Pac-Man. And finally...
It's actually Miss Pac-Man, but we'll give you that. Yeah, I suppose it's all Pac-Man. Sorry. It's all Pac-Man.
Okay. Joe and Jason, final question for this round. Not necessarily arcade, but they're my questions.
What PC game?
Before Super Smash Bros. Contained Nintendo characters, what was it known as internally?
I think I know this, Jason. Dragon Fighter? Dragon Fist?
Ooh. Sorry, a Dragon King, the fighting game. You're so close.
I'm glad you didn't pass it on.
Yeah.
I will give you that point, you know, Joe, because you complained so much. I'll give you that point.
I didn't know that, though.
Did you?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well.
Yeah, it's meant to get
passed on. Can I say Ollie did know that one, but anyway, come on. Unless we're 1 point behind Slopes and Dan, which we aren't.
No, so what are the points, Samantha?
So we've got Dan and Slopes on 31. Paul and Ollie on 26, and then Joe and Jason on 16.
Demand a recount.
But it's not hard to count them up, Joe.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to enter the final round. And the final round is multiple choice, and, you know, we do video games, but we also do retro tech. So there's some interesting questions here. And to give Joe and Jason a fighting chance,
thanks.
We're going to have them on.
We can't actually win, but okay.
First one. Mathematically, they can't, but, you know, I might give them some chocolate or something afterwards.
Thanks.
Booby prize.
So Joe and Jason, this is multiple choice. So you've got three options here. And the question is, what was the earliest known game on a mobile phone? Number one, Tetris. Number two, Arknoid. Or number three, Snake?
Snake.
No, I'm going to pass that on to Paul and Ollie.
Okay, so...
That's what we were going to say.
It'll be that. So it'll be that middle one. What's the... Oh, what did you call it?
Our options were Tetris, Arknoid, and Snake.
Surely it's going to be
Arknoid,
that.
Arknoid, really? Okay, let's
because it's Breakout, isn't it?
Oh, let's go for Arknoid.
Arknoid?
I wonder what it could be.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I wonder what it could be, Dan and Slopes.
I know it was Tetris because, I was trying to get that phone for ages. It's really hard.
Hanuk MT-2000 in 1994. that released it, yeah, which is pretty mad.
It generally looks really good as well, for what you would expect. It looks better than Snake.
So Paul and Ollie, how many payphones are left in the UK? Number one, 6,000. Number two, 10,000. Or number three, 20,000.
That's ridiculous. Well. Should we go for the lowest one, Paul?
Let me just phone a friend.
On a payphone.
Yeah,
right.
we'll go for that. Yeah.
Let's go for 6,000.
6,000.
Oh. For God. Oh, crap.
Dan and Slopes.
What are the options? Sorry?
The options are 10,000 or 20,000 payphones left.
Should we go behind one?
I mean, I'm thinking 20, personally.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah, 20.
Yes, there's still 20,000 around. You do see them when you walk around, right?
They're just all broken.
Yeah, they're all broken. Dan and Slopes.
Yeah.
When was Channel 5 introduced to the UK?
I think I know this one, actually. Oh, this is multiple choice, is it?
Yeah, 96, 97 or 98.
Do you know, I think I know this one.
Sorry, what are they again?
96, 97 and 98.
Talk to me, Dan.
I think it might be, because I remember the Spice Girls launched it. I'm going to say, should we say 97?
Yeah.
97. There we
go. Yes, it was 1997.
That was what my old TV show was on Channel 5.
Ah, I guess.
Yeah. And the Spice Girls did a rewritten version of Manfred Mann's hit 5-4-3-2-1. 1-2-3-4-5, that was the one. Mm. Okay, Joe and Jason, what
Please
is...
the Spice Girls.
Please, name.
Multiple
jokes. What is the most recorded pirated game in history? Number one, Minecraft. Number two, Rise of the Robots. Or number three, Pokemon?
It's got to be. Pokemon? It's got to be. Because it's pirated all the time.
Oh. Like Paul and Ollie?
Never mind.
Well, I think we'll go for that one then.
Wait, is it passed on to us?
Then? Yes, it is passed on to us. Go for that, Ollie, then.
We'll go for Minecraft.
Yes, with 58,000 monthly searches for a pirate video, pirate version of Minecraft.
Can you still play online with it? Because that's sort of the whole element of the game, isn't it?
I think because it's Java, you know, people hack it and mess about with it.
Fair enough.
Right. So, Paul and Ollie. These questions are mad. Right.
Coming from you. I hadn't noticed, Ravi.
But they are multiple choice, so they give you a chance. Right, okay. Who was the name of the hacker that brought down nearly all of the internet portals, including Yahoo, Amazon, Dell, CNN, and caused £1.2 billion worth of financial damage in the year 2000?
Oh, my gosh.
Was it number one, Dollar King? Number two, Kevin Mitnick, or number three, Mafia Boy?
I
go for it.
I reckon it's the middle one, Kevin Mitnick. No. Oh.
Dan and Slopes.
Do you know it, Dan?
No. We'll have to guess it.
It's Mafia Boy.
Yeah, Mafia Boy.
It was Mafia Boy.
Oh, you guys.
It's the first use of a denial of service.
Are you Mafia Boy, Slopes?
You got me.
Because you've got some inside info somewhere.
You lot are killing it, man. Wow.
Come on, this is Ravi's quiz. You know there's going to be weird questions.
I found that one on Reddit really recently. Sorry about him. I was looking at doing a video about it, actually.
So this is the ultimate one that I expect Dan and Slopes to know straight away. What is the name of the computer used by the Amish religion? Number one, the Barn Raiser. Number two, the Classic. Or number three, the Noah.
They're all brilliant.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm guessing, between us and that, I'm guessing it's like, what was that last one you said?
The Noah.
Oh, no. I'm guessing it's like Classic or something. Like
should go the Classic, the Classic.
Yeah.
Yes, it's a classic, and it has
the others
no.
Seem too ridiculous.
It has no modem, no phone support, or internet. No outside programs, no sound, no photography, no games. It's just a word processor.
I'm writing that down. That is a video right there.
Yeah. I think we should.
Can
both...
you play Doom on it? No.
I think we should both team up against Dan and Slopes. Both teams combined. This is so.
Go on.
We've got the final four questions here. So, Joe and Jason. What was the first album released on CD? Was it Billy Joe's 52nd Street? Billy Joel's 52nd Street, Second one is Bruce Springsteen, Born to Run. Or the third one is Annie, the original motion picture soundtrack.
Do you want to have a guess, Jay? Number two. I've forgotten what it was. Oh, Bruce Springsteen, that one.
No, I didn't.
All right, Paul and Ollie.
Go for it.
The only one I knew it wasn't was that one. So, it's...
First one, Billy? Do you think we should go
for that? We'll go. It was pretty big then, so should we go for Billy Joel?
Yeah,
that was the first.
Yes, 1 point.
Finally.
So
it's
now
a song
it's
that,
Paul.
Uptown Girl came out when I was born. That's how I know the answer to that one.
So Paul and Ollie, we have the third to last question, and that is, what was the name of the follow-up vehicle to the Sinclair C5? Was it number one the C65, number two the Clive Drive, or number three, the C10.
Right. Well, the C65 is, I presume, a joke because that's a good. So, C10? I think we should go for that.
We'll go for the C10.
Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
The Clive Drive has a ring to it, though.
Yeah. The Clive Drive, yeah. The C10 was a 2-seater city car, and the C15 was a 3-seater one capable of going at 80 miles an hour.
Well, was it powered by a rolled up newspaper that he'd sort of put to make it go faster?
A thermal printer. Yeah. Right, Dan and Slopes. Which generation was the Sega Dreamcast? The third, fifth, or sixth?
Counting them. Go for it. What were you going for?
I was going to say sixth.
Yeah, see that.
Yeah, sixth generation?
Yep.
Wow. Damn it, we knew this one.
And the final question for Joe and Jason of this year's Super Quiz is, what does Tamagotchi mean in Japanese? Is it number one, egg watch, number two, baby care, or number three, pet control?
Number one, egg watch.
Hey,
yes.
Good. Yeah, they got the last one of the quiz right.
Hey, well done.
Well done, guys. Woo.
Woo. So, Samantha, what are the final scores of the Super Quiz?
So you've got Dan and Slopes on 37, you've got Paul and Ollie on 29, and Joe and Jason on 17.
Why did you giggle?
There's a lot of bitterness here.
I mean, I even tried to give you a go, Joe, with giving you the extra question and everything.
I'm glad you did that, because then all the good questions landed on us.
Yeah, you can't help some people, can you?
And, you know.
Dan and Slopes, well done. Wow.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. And thank you for coming on, Slopes.
You've no worries, man. Secret weapon, glad. What do we win?
Just the bragging
glory.
Bragging rights.
Hello, you guys are there. Hello.
I want to brag and say that this is the first time I've lost.
That is true. With all this. Can I say that I'm very happy being stuck in the middle with Ollie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Commiserations, Joe and Jason.
And I fully enjoyed it. And I think, Joe, next time you do the questions.
Nah, I'm all right, thanks.
I could be on the losing team.
Can I say thanks to Ravi? Well done,
yeah,
mate.
Thanks to Ravi.
And Sam, you kept him in line beautifully.
And they were great questions. I really enjoyed it.
Well Thank done,
you.
Guys.
Cheers. I hope that, you know, as much as the questions were good for you, that people find it at home entertaining as well.
Yeah. And can we just say as well, this is obviously not only our final show before Christmas, but the final show of the year as well. So a very Merry Christmas to all of our listeners and to you guys as well. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.